official Yerodei curriculum calls for us, you have to learn Hilchos Bas V'Chol, Hilchos Tarobos, to do Simanim Kufyud Beis and Kufyud Gimel, laws of Pasakum and Bishalakum, respectively, and then Kuf Chaf and Kuf Chaf Aleph, Hashakim, Tzvilas Kelim, and Hashakim. So that's what we'll try and do over the next few weeks, at least to give some basic ideas about these subjects. The Ma'amar comments that I gave out, hopefully people saw them. Today and tomorrow, I'd like to do the Simon Kufyud Beis. And again, I'm not going to cover everything in the greatest depth, but nonetheless, we'll do the basics. And really, most of the Ma'amar comments, actually, this Simon, as you saw, the first couple of sifim present all the basic dinim based on the Gemaras that I'm going to go through now, and the rest is more or less application of of particulars related to those principles. So our point of departure, if we should have in front of Zara, and of course the Chelek and Shohar is Chelek Yerodei, well, many editions Chelek Beis, I don't know, we can divide it up differently now. But whatever, if we'll have those Simon, Kufyud Beis, and Kufyud Gimel, and then Kuchav and Kuchav Alam. So our starting point is in Mishnah, and Avodah Zara daf Lamed Hei Yamed Beis. The Mishnah says, V'eil Dvarim Shalot Dekachom Asurim V'ein Isurim Isurhano. These are the following things which relate to products made, or cooked, or prepared by Ovdei Kochavim, by non-Jews, which translate like that right now. It's also, but there's no Isur Hanoh. So it says, Shechalvo Ovdei Kochavim. You have milk that was milked by a non-Jew. That's the whole issue of Cholav Yisrael, which is not our topic right now. Vein Yisrael Oyer, there's no Jew there. The possibility that the milk came from a non-kosher animal and so on. Okay, so chol shechovo ovid kochavim, vein shoroy, vapas, vashemen shalahem, also bread and oil. Shemen, the stam shemen usually means olive oil, their oil, is also prohibited, but it's not osir bahano. It's also achila, but not osir bahano. Then it says, Rebbe, who based dino, hitiru hashemen. However, subsequently, Rebbe and his bezdin were matir shemen. One time, shemen zayis, olive oil, was a very basic food that people ate in Eretz Yisrael and around the Middle East. I think it's become popular again. But at one time, that was a very basic food. It was also basic in preparing food because, if you use pots and pans over a fire to cook anything else, things are going to stick. So you put oil in it, prevents today you have Teflon. You get pots and pans, you don't need this spritz of oil. But sometimes you also still need it today. So olive oil is used as a basic basic type of food. So Rebbe and Bezin, Rebbe and his Bezin were Matir Shemen. The discussion in Rashi, if you saw it, Rashi says that it's totally different girsos, whether it meant Rebbe or Yehuda Nasi, or the descendant of him known as Yehuda Nasiya. Yehuda Nasiya was later. Now that's what Rashi says, it was Yehuda Nasiya, who was his grandson. They're different girsos, exactly who it was. Okay, you can read the Rashi for the historical background. Again, Yehuda Nasi was dealing with the family lineage over here, whoever it was, but it was some Bezdin. Again, Yehuda Nasi was in the end of the Tekufa of the Tanoim, obviously, the Mishnah, Yehuda Nasi was a little bit later, in the time of the Amoraim. Whoever it was, they were Mevatel, presumably because it was simply, as we see, Exer Shein Atzibi Achalamim, both Shem and Zayas was such a need, it was such a basic thing that people had, it was just not possible to maintain that Exer. And then it says, Vashlokos, Rashi says, Kol Dover Shem Bishlo Ovid Kachom Afil B'Klitor, means someone who's cooked vegetables, cooked foods, are called shlokos, things that are cooked. We have it in Masechus Brachos also. Okay, shlokos are vegetables and so on that are cooked. So this also is also, that's really bishalaka. Or kvashin shadakin, loseis letochen yayin, and chomet, other types of things you cook, fish and other types of, or vegetables, or animal parts in some kind of a vinegar. Sometimes they have a dish that's called pacha. You know what that is? I think it's calves' legs or something like that, mixed in gel, whatever. You had these different types of dishes. Anyway, all this was usher. So that's the basic, that's the source of the isser for our purpose now, what we call pas akum, because bread is one of the things listed on this list here in the Mishnah. The Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Vav Med Beis, the Gemara says, Gufa, Omar Bali, Omar Avim in Nosa, in the third line of Lamed Vav Med Beis. The Gemara quotes, that's the person's name, Bali, in the name of Avim in Nosa, Avim from Nosa, Mishmei Derab, Piton, Rishamnon, Yenon, Nosein, Kulon, Mishmona, So Dovarhein. These are all part of the famous Yud Ches Dover, that's a sugya towards the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnayos and the Gemara discuss certain decrees that were passed on that day when there were more Talmidim of Beis Shammai than Talmidim of Beis Hillel that was voted and so on and so forth. So it's a famous Yud Ches Dover. So these are among Yud Ches Dover. Kulon Mishmona Esrut Asur Dover. So the Gemara says, Benosehen Mahi, what was the Zayir the Rabbanan that they made regarding the women? Or the girls of the Kochavim, so Amar of Nachman Yitzchak goes up, but I was saying Midos Marisusa, Arisusa, Arisusa. These were they made a gzera that all not you know need officially don't apply to a non-Jew. And so they don't apply to a little baby before she has a period. And so they made a decree for whatever the reason, not our topic right now. They made a decree to aser or to treat, as Rashi says, mikatnus and sheshochas or isha shekarin brights. It's in the crib. And they'll have mitame and so on. Anyway, it's not for us now. It's sugi nido. All right, so they made this gzera on bonos, on even young girls from Ovdei Kochavim. And ugniva mishmei derabba mar kulon mishum abodos kochavim gozru bohen. All these things were established because of concern relating to avodah zarah. The chiyosi rav acha v'adam ritzo gozru al piton mishum shamma. He said that they were gozer, they asked pas akum because of shemen akum. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, my home with the shemen we pass. Ela al piton usham mishum yenon. Al yenon mishum nosein, but nosein mishum dorachar. Dorachar means of a desire. Anyway, it was a series of decrees from the Rabbanon, basically, as Rashi already alluded to in the Mishnah, back on Lamed Hamed Beis. I skipped that part, now you can look back in the Rashi on the Mishnah, which says, Vashlokos. Rashi said, Kaldova Shabishal Kama Filib Klitar. That's important about Filib Klitar. It's not a matter of kashrus here. Okay, even if it was a Jewish kli and there was no tarfa, it's not a matter of non kosher ingredients. We're talking about pas or shemen, whatever. Everything was kosher in terms of its ingredients. And then Rashi says, in the end of that Rashi, the Matsu Ashlokos, Rukulo Mishum Chasnos. All of this was, as the Gemara here seems to indicate, right? As all these things were done as a means of discouraging social interaction, which might lead to intermarriage. These were all rabbinic decrees, because the basic svara behind it is that eating, obviously everybody has to eat. All creatures have to eat, have to ingest food in order to survive. But by human beings, eating is also a social activity. People get together. You know, people get together, they go out to eat, and then they have social, people have business meetings over food, people go out for drinks. You know, this is a social activity. Eating is also a social activity. And therefore, the Chacham is concerned that if Jews and non-Jews would be eating each other's food, so they're going to get together socially, and one thing leads to another. And, the possibility of intermarriage. This was the concern. That's Chasnus. And again, it's still true today. Many people, they want to make a business deal, go out to lunch, have a dinner, you sit down with the people. My brother-in-law is one of the people involved in manufacturing trailers, the trailers that the Murex trailers, like of Schechter and others wear it. So he got involved. He was a Jew originally, family from the Soviet Union, and they came to sort of the Yerushalmi type of the Tom Kochum, and he was the one. His name is Elio Tevgen, who wrote some of the Svarim that were printed in recent years relating to this so-called new trailers, the Murex trailers. A big Tom Kochum. I met him a few times. But anyway, he very quiet, unassuming person. The reason my brother-in-law was involved, he and two friends, two Americans, this person had put an ad in some paper. He was looking for people who knew how to do scuba diving. He wanted the yeshiva guys who knew how to do scuba diving because he wanted to dive off the coast in Eretz Yisrael to search for these types of snails, and he was not qualified to do it, so he wanted to hire or engage the services. So my brother-in-law went to Columbia for college. He happened to take scuba diving for his gym requirement. So he knew how to scuba dive, and he had two friends. That's how he got involved in the whole trailer. So when they met, they discussed the whole thing, and they spoke to Schechter and the other Ramonim and so on. They decided to make the formal organization. I think it's called Amutat Petil Techelet. I think it's an official name. So, okay, these are three American guys. So they talk to this rabbi. So we'll sit down, we'll go out to dinner, we'll make it, how to make it into a business and copyright. And this person had never been to a restaurant. And he grew up in the shop, a different type of, never set foot in a restaurant. American people, no, sit down, you go to a restaurant, and he's having a business deal, let's go out to eat. You know, that sounds nonsense. So the Gemara was concerned about this type of behavior, and if you have Jews and non-Jews together, so things lead to another. You meet the fella, he has a daughter, whatever. Okay, so that's the concern. Again, Rashi said it. The Mishnah, the Gemara spells it out over there on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Now, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Tosas makes an interesting comment, because the Mishnah Tosas is bothered. The Dibur Asur B'Shavah Shlokos, the last Tosas on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah seems to distinguish between Pas and Shlokos, right? Between what we'll call Pas Akum, baking bread, a goy baking bread, and Bishol Akum, which is cooking. Lechora implies that there were two different, you know, decrees, that they're not necessarily related. And the question is, why is Tosas bothered by things? And other Rishonim are bothered. Why is there a separate category, so to speak, of Pas Akum and Bishol Akum? I mean, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, the 11th of the Siddur de Pas, I think on the list of the Mishnah, it's called Ofer, right? I think technically speaking, it's Siddur de Pas, so the name of the 11th Melacha is Ofer. And the yeshivas, we call it Bishol, right? The Pasuk called Bishol. Bishol, Ofer, it's the same thing, right? We had at the beginning of Basra Chol, remember? And we can distinguish, if you want, you know, we'll discuss that then too. Maybe Tingun is different, right? Frying or steaming or other things you can talk about being different. But basically, we define Bishol Afiya as a form of Tikkun, right? The Tikkun Macho through the medium of heat. So, you know, Bishol Afiya, again, you want to talk about Tzli, you want to talk about Tikkun. All right, so can, but it just doesn't seem to be a chiluk necessarily between Bishol Akum and Pas Akum. L'chora, it's the same idea. And Rashi already said, Kula Mishum Chasna. So Tosus mentions, again, this is Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Dilmas Vashlokos, Tosus Omer Ibn Tam, Midaboy Talmud B'Shlokos, who Kasovu Deraisa, that Gemara thought that maybe Bishol Akum is Deraisa. So Tosus says, Shema Gzeira Kadmonisi, Velo Nigzer Ima Pas. Ushlokos he inari tavshel k'dimashmar hafshmain. So mitchila gozu alem itam chaznos, while a pas lo gozu. Tosa says, in effect, Tosa, you're right. It is more or less the same purpose, but historically they weren't asered at the same time. Historically speaking, originally that's what Tosa says. Originally they asered cooking, right? But while a pas lo gozu, mitchum de lo shayach bechaznos kol kach. I guess the idea was that shlokos was more. You know, it was a more formal meal that cooked food. You know, bread, everybody sat down and bread. It wasn't so, you know, it wasn't necessarily as indicative of some kind of a social, you know, friendship or camaraderie. You know, bread, they had bread every meal. So people would sit down on bread. But when you invite people over already and they're serving shlokos, cooked vegetables, fancier foods, hors d'oeuvres or whatever, that's already a more formal thing. That's how Tosa says. So, but our pastel goes from Shai Pechas to Kochah Achebo Shammai VeHillel the Gozu Yurchazorim Gam Al Pas. Later on, the days of Tamid and Meshammai VeHillel, so then they extended the decree to include not only Shlokos, not only what we call Bishul Akum, but also Pas Akum as well. And Raphael Gav the Masnisin Tony Pas Mekame Shlokos. You look back in the Mishnah, Pas is mentioned first before Shlokos. Mekom Akum Shlokos Gzera Kadmonis Yoser Haisof. Kshetiris Apostle, Tiris Shlokos, we'll get back to that later. They may have repealed a little bit of the decree, we'll discuss a little today. The Xerah Pasakum was perhaps repealed to some extent, and Shlokos. We're not in a high time, but the Pasu Shlokos, Trey Milininu. Okay, so that's what Tosa says. Again, basically, the Isser of Bishalakum, the Isser of Pasakum is the same. Again, we're going to see certain halakhic distinctions, but in terms of why it's mentioned separately in the Mishnah, it's simply historically, they asked first, Shlokos first, Bishalakum, and later on, they added Pasakum into the decree as well. That's the Shita presented here by Tosas. Okay? Now, one other important Gemara to see. The Gemara later, another page later, Lamed Chesem Beis. So we start on Lamed Hayim Beis, then one Lamed Vavim Beis, Tosas Lamed Zayin Beis. Now the Gemara on Lamed Chesem Beis. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara quotes Ravina, that's the top, maybe 10 lines down on Lamed Chesem Beis. Amar Ravina, Hilchasa, Har Rifta, Rifta's Pas, bread, the Shagar Ovid Kochavim. Okay, that the Ovid Kochavim, the Goy was involved. Here, what the Gemara discusses, different people were involved in different processes relating to the relating to the baking. Okay, so the guy turned on the oven or stoked the coals and so on. So again, har rifta the shagar of gochavim ba'afa Yisrael. Okay, but the Jew did the actual baking, but the guy stoked up the coals. Okay, or the other way around. Inami shagar Yisrael ba'afa over kochavim. The other way around. Inami shagar of gochavim ba'afa over kochavim, and the guy did everything except us Yisrael ba'chata ba'chitui. Okay. You know, the chata is like we have by Shammai, Shammai Yechata, right? After the fire is already going, but you poke the coals around, so you add to the flame. That's what Rashi says over here. Okay, and we know from Melchus Shabbos. But chata chitui means, you know, that increased the, Rashi says, chitias gachelas mechamemes umotzia chom hagecholim. You made a barbecue with coals. You know, you poke the coals, that makes the flame come out, it intensifies the heat. And our modern application, Hilchos Shabbos, and you adjust the knob, you know, for the burner, you increase the fire, right? So anyway, the Jew did that in all these cases, shap yadami, okay? In all these cases, it's mutter. The Jew had some kind of a hand in the situation, okay? That's the Gemara. Now, bear that in mind, because it's a very important ram, here in Avodah Zarah, it's Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the page of the Rif, where he's going to actually disagree with two things that we've just seen. Okay, the Ran is Yud Gimel Beis, the page of Divra Maslo Masnisin. He writes as follows. Meforish B'Gemara, she's Surah Shal Pas Mishum Chasnas. Shaman Gamken, okay, good. Okay, Shlok is also Mishum Chasnas. And he asked the question more directly than Tosas does. The Ran said, Vim Tomar in Kain Amai Palginu. Okay, Amai Palginu Tanad Masnisin. Why did the Tana, the Mishnah, separate Pas and Shlokos? Okay, B'tarte HaReshneh Mishum Bishulam Nesu Mishum Chasnas. It's both things are forms of cooking. Okay, it's again Tikkun Ochlin through the medium of heat. So it's both the same thing. It's Mishum Chasnas. So the Ran answers Yesh Loma Ashtei Gzeiros Havu. Okay, similar to Tosas, but the reverse historical order. Okay, so there's the Ran. He says Yeshlom Ashtei Gzeiros Havu. Tell me the Shama Vehil Gizgaz while Piton Visham Nishmi Yenan. Kedivs the Gemara, which we saw originally. The Talmidim of Shama and Hillel, they're the ones who assered the bread and like the shemen on account of the Yenan, like the Gemara we saw. The Tavai Shaychi Behad the Yayim, because Pas and Shemen are similar to Yayim, because Shemen it's a Mashke, and Pas Mishum the Shricha Milsadach of Yisrushasi, right? It's a you, know, you eat the bread, you drink wine. It's an avala shlokos lo gozru, but they did not aser shlokos. They're not aser bishalakum. But aser beidin achrina vegozru bechol ashlokos mishum chasnas umishum hachi palgina tana the masisim b'tarti. So the Ran proposes here in this first approach, similar to Tosas that we saw, except the opposite. Tosas says first they asered shlokos and then extended the gzera to pas, and the Ran says the other way around. Okay, it's a historical question. You know, I guess an open question, right? You know, the as I said, you know, we don't know. But that's again, according to this approach, there's no major difference right now. It's just the two different gzeiros because they happen two different stages historically. You know, okay. However, the Ran then says something totally different. But lean near it, I have a different opinion altogether. This is important to halacha l'maaseh. Okay, if we should pass it that way, the Ran writes. Veli nireh shapasha of the kochavim afilu shenisbasha ayde Yisrael kevan sheove kochavim losho v'archa umenove kochavim loko osu mishum chasnas. Ran says, I hold that there's a significant difference. It's not a matter pasach and bishul akam are not separating the Mishnah because, or merely because, there was a difference in the historical timeline as to what that they weren't asked at the same time. The Ran says that there's a significant difference. He says, by pas akum, according to the Ran, a pas is where, if a goy owns the bread, okay, even if a Jew bakes it, okay, it will still be usur. In other words, shlokos is usur when the goy did the, you know, in other words, shlokos is usur when a goy did the cooking. Okay, but it doesn't matter who owns the vegetables. However, when it comes to pasakum, the Ran is saying, he says, Kevon shover kachavim losher arkel and over kahu lo kho. You got it from a guy. Also mishum chasnas. In other words, basically the rabbi is of the opinion that if the pas belongs to an akum, it doesn't matter who bakes it. Doesn't matter who bakes it, even if the Jew bakes it. Okay, I says the Ran, the Gemara we just saw on Lamed Ches. Okay, I the Chiyamin lekam Gemara daf Lamed Ches the pas sholos melachos yeshbo. It doesn't say as I point out on the side. Doesn't say those exact words anymore. What it means we had stoking it and baking it and so on. He says that was a pas outside the Yisrael. That was that's Jewish owned bread. Of a pas shelohem, afilo nefas ayde Yisrael asura, umishum hachi paginu tana b'tarti. Okay, that's why the Gemara, and he brings right. You can read the rest of the Ran, but the point is, according to the Ran, there's a significant difference. Okay, between pas and in other words, it almost becomes again both are usur because of chasnus, what some of the Rishonim call kiruv das, right, to avoid social relationships and so on, friendship. Okay, but one. The Isser Bishal Akum, as the nickname applies, or we call it Shlokos, as the nickname applies, Bishal Akum, that focus on the act of cooking, okay? And with Pas Akum, says the Ran, the focus is on the Cheftza, if you will. Okay, the focus on the Cheftza. It doesn't matter who did the cooking. So that's an interesting difference between what the Ran is saying over here. So it appears that Tosa doesn't agree with that, although I can't say. Tosa's just says the difference between Pas and Bishul is that the Gzeres came at two different times. Okay, but the Rav, after originally saying, you could say like Tosus, although he reverses the order of the Gzeres, but more importantly is this sheet of the Ran that you would have bread, it may have been baked by a Jew, but it doesn't matter. If it belongs to a Goy, it's going to be Usser. Okay, whereas by Bishul Akum, that doesn't make it. Bishul Akum is when the Goy does the cooking. The Nafkamina will be, sometimes you have frozen, let's say stuff that frozen dough. You could buy today challah dough that's frozen. I'm sure some of your mothers or wives or sisters ever bake, right? It's already so. If that frozen dough is prepared by a goy, okay? I mean, they're not. I think usually the companies are English companies, right? But I mean, if you bought frozen dough and the Jew baked it, according to the Ran, that would still be a problem of pasako, even though. You know, it was baked, and again, we're talking about kosher ingredients and all that, but it was baked, it was had a hashgacha. A lot of times, you know, when you have, fresh croissants or fresh other types of baked goods, a lot of times, especially like sometimes you go to a bris or something at a bar mitzvah in the morning, and have all kinds of fresh rolls and croissants. A lot of times the caterers or the bakers, they get the stuff, they keep it frozen. And then an hour before they're going to serve it, you bake it up, and it's fresh. It tastes good. They started the whole process. When they have a bris, at 7:30 in the morning, they're not starting, until people start at 4 o'clock in the morning. They have the stuff frozen, and then a half hour before, however long it takes to cook it and bake in the oven. So that'll be an interesting nafkamina. According to what we said before, and what I think is mostly Rishonim, a Jew baked it. What's the problem? It's not pasakum. The Jew is the one who baked it. But according to this Ran, again, he says it explicitly. Okay, the Ran's language is, he says, Aval pascha lahem, afilu nefas al yidei Yisrael, asura. Okay, that's the position of the Ran. So that's an important machlokas. Towards the end, after he,
Pas is defined as pas once it becomes dough, or even before?
We'll have to see about that, but apparently, certainly once it becomes dough, right? Okay, now, a little bit later in the Ran, again, he brings right. And he says, "Kach nir le'afla Ravid zal motzosi shepirsha." He also quotes the Ravid, implying the Ravid agrees with him. Okay, that's not so clear, at least not to me, anyway. And then I forgot to bring my. I found it's not on the computer, but the Ravid in this, they came out more recently. The Chiddush Ravid on Avodah Zarah. Okay, it was available. The Chiddush Ravid on Avodah Zarah. So he says it's supposedly not like the Ravid, but in other words, the. Anyway, so the Ran quotes the Ravid is agreeing, but it's not so clear because he says we got Kachim of Afla Ravid. Maybe 7 lines before the end of that long Dibur Maslam on Yud Gimel Beis page the Rif Afla Ravid Zal Motzos Yishpish Leikam the Pas Shalosh Malachos Yechol Dafkev Pas Shalom. He also learns that Gemara Lavid Ches the 3 different acts with the stoking and the also learns is talking about our bread, Jewish bread, and not non-Jewish bread, but. as the Rambam himself acknowledges, his concern is something else. Okay, he says, "Avolominatam, not natam chasna shekasavti el shuchoshes lepitan af mishum giula of the kachom." He's concerned with something else. He's concerned with kashrus, because if the goy prepared the bread, the dough, well, what did he? What pots or utensils did he prepare it in and with? Okay, you make dough, you have hot water, so he may have used his kalim. So that's what the Ravid is concerned about. The Ravid says on that Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches, so it's not really indicative, even though it seems to me that the Ravid is quoting, the Ravid is supporting it, but the way he said, maybe he's not saying it that way, just, you know, the Ravid says, the Ravid says that he has a different concern. He has a concern of gula, you know, of non-kosher pots and pans. Who knows what the guy used it for before? The other hand, as we'll see, the Shach comments that, you know, we don't usually assume that Stam Kalim, you know, or Aina Ben Yoma. Anyway, but all right, but that's what the Ravid says. All right? Uldvar gam kena pasuch in the Mishnah Sena, afilu b'shaloaf of the Kovnes of Negil, okay, b'bnei chashash k'der bas yom, shaludvar b'edizun yesh, b'mishum gil u'mishum bishul. But he says, ain't the mechuba, because he mentions this reason, right? K'der bas yom alo chashinan, and so on. Anyway, however, but at least you have one sheet of Mishnah, the Ran, maybe the Ran, although again, in this Kedushman, it appears not that way. At the end, the Ran acknowledged of Elisa, the Rambam, I will come back to it. Okay, so the Rambam does not make this distinction. But the Rambam seems to say whatever heterim there are heterim, whether the bread was owned by the Goy or not. It goes back more like Bishul, right, the way we first learned. So he acknowledged that is a sheet of the Rambam. And then he's bothered. So how come the Mishnah makes a chilek between pas, akum, and shlokos? I mean, she could fall back on the order, like the historical order, but the Ran suggests a different possibility. Nira, the Mishum Hochi Pagin with title, Mishah Ain Shavim Bedinam. He says perhaps that there are halachic differences, which we'll have to come to later. But in any event, we have the possibility of a machlokas rishonim, definitely machlokas rishonim. Now, if you take a look at a printed source number 9, the Taurus Habayis, okay, the Rashi book, in the Taurus Habayis, now we're in Bayis Gimel Shar Zion. Okay, by his Gimel Shar Zion is where the Rashi and the Taurus Habayis. So he begins. Sounds like he's agreed with the Ran. Also, he begins by saying, "Look at source 9. The Inyan Pas Shel Yisroel Shana Soy Degoy Garcin and Perik and Mamidim." Quotes that Gemara Lamed Chesam Beis, which sounds like he also is learning that Gemara on Lamed Chesam Beis with the three stages. I mean, the three, you know, processes, the baking, the stoking, the coals, whatever, okay, sounds like he's also talking about l'inyan pas shel Yisroel. All right, at the end, he says why. Why they were makil? Because the ikar chai nefesh pas. Bread is a staple of life. Again, we don't tend to function that way nowadays here, okay, in the United States anyway, but at one time, people always had bread with every meal. We know from the Chuzbrachas, and, you know, But that's not the way things are necessarily today. But anyway, that's the Rashbo. So from that Rashbo alone, from Taurus Habayis, you could argue that he is agreeing with the Ran, because he says this kula and so on only applies by pas shel Yisroel. However, if you look there in that same place in the Mishmeres Habayis, okay, he says explicitly not that way. He says explicitly otherwise. Okay, he says Leficha kol she'ofel Yisroel v'afilu pito shel nochri b'alabayis v'yesh mi'abayis mutter. Okay, it's mutter even if pito shel nochri. And here, by the way, says v'chein kos of arayvid zal. He quotes that chiddush arayvid, whose only concern is mishum gula of the, you know, the kashrus issue, and so on. So there in the Mishmeres Habayis, likewise in the tshuva that I have there in source 11, tshuva sarash boch elik aleph siman reish chof ches. Okay, he also says ein holchem bepas achar habaolim elamisha osavo hamlocho samachshiros also. It's not a matter of who owns it; it's a matter of who did the preparation. So the Rashba, again, you can read the Vayta. So the Rashba clearly disagrees with the Ran. That's for sure. Again, the Taurus Habayis at the beginning he's talking about pas shel Yisroel, but it's obviously lav dafka because he says Mishmeres Habayis the other way and he says in the Shuvah the other way. So the Chora again, we have this machlokas. All right, that's just in terms of understanding the nature of the Isser. Okay, the Rambam. Okay, Okay, the Rambam, if you want to look it up, thank you. Parag Yud Zayin of Hilchos Machalos Asuras Halacha Yud Gimel. As the Rambam himself was Modeh, okay, the Rambam does not make a Chilav. And Parag Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. Parag Yud Zayin is the end of Machalos Asuras. So in Halacha Yud Gimel, he writes, Hidlik Hagoyes Atanur. Did a very minimal work. Okay, just a hecker, not to use the bread. So, and the Rambam did not make a distinction, as the Rambam pointed out, depending upon who owns the bread or where it came from. So clearly, and it seems like on one side you have the Ran, maybe the Ran, although again it appears the Ran is not that way. The other side you have the Rashba, you have the Rambam, and presumably Tosus as well, that we started with. So, on the basis of this, we find the following in the tour, Yeradeus and Kuf Yud Bey, as we're up to. Okay, so the tour, right from the beginning. Pas Shal Goyim. Yes, Jordan should also come up with Shane Lan Hikam in the Torah called Pashal Gram, Afilo Ofo Yisrael. Okay, he says, the Torah does, he mentions, well, it's Osir even if it was baked by a Jew, and it says, V'chol Eilu Advarim Osir Mishum Chasnus and Sam Pirishal Yehol Ischatin Behem, Shekol Eilu Moshin Leva Odom Yiskar Velein Behechon Meili Yobel Ischatin Behem. Okay, so again, the tour seems to be saying that even if it was baked by a Jew, okay, the Beis Yosef had a lengthy discussion at the end of that first long Dibra Maskel on the Beis Yosef and Os Aleph. He says the last two lines of Inyan Halacha. He says Kevon Sharambam Arashbo. Maskimim shelo lechalek bin pasul pasul nochi. The seven in the Talmud, the after of the law was hakin aktiv. Okay, so So the Torah basically loses the rat, and the Torah passing again. The Torah is pretty explicit. He says pasul goyim. It's also afilo ofo yisrael. So the Torah accepts the Ran's position, but the Beis Yosef, after lengthy discussion, says that we have the Rambam, we have the Rashba, who both disagree with the Ran, who both say that it doesn't matter who owns it. Okay, it's a matter of who did the malachos that made the thing edible. So he says, therefore, that's how he passed in the dark emotion. And Os Aleph, he says, Eini yodea lama posa karam rashbo, velo posa karam rabbeinu, de basroi. Okay? Vigam shadir rashbo betar sabayis mashma kidirei. Okay, he says he mentions that rashbo, in one place at least, looks like he would agree. But all right, he says, v'efsha sheikilu bisid rabbonu. Okay, maybe since the whole thing is this Rabbana, that's why we're makos. And the Dark Moshe points out that again that the Bechayda, whereas the Beis Yosef says that we should follow the Rambam and Rashba, Lakula, he mentions that perhaps there's room to be machmir in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Beis, okay, Siv Aleph. Asru Chacham, it's called Dine Pas. Shell of the kochavim kufi beis. Okay, asru chachamim lechol pasul amamim of the kochav mishum chasnus. Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. But afilu kochav the lechav mishum chasnus also is in a second. Below asru. Okay, so again, all right. In the mechaber, we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll come back to the next part momentarily. But anyway, he says asru chachamim lechol pasul amamim of the kochav mishum chasnus. Right, you're not allowed to eat any bread that belonged to a goy. All right, and the Shach points out in Sukkot and Aleph. Das mashma das machaber rab bechol asim the ain yisur pasul kama elakisha afa of the kachab. Matter of who bakes it. Okay, like the Beis Yosef says in the Ram and the Rashba again. The Shach said that's how we paskin. And even though the Ram and the Tur disagree, but we follow the Ram and the Rashba. Okay, and then he quotes others. Many other Achonim hold, the Shach calls Achonim, hold that way as well. Okay? In terms of defining Ovdei Kochavim, that's not an interesting question. What kind of going are we talking about? Again, and I stress the Nafkamina would be, let's say, perhaps like frozen dough, Okay, if you have dough that belonged to a guy, again, so the Ran says that is Isser, that's the Xer of Pasakim. According to Rashba and the Ramah, it's Mutter, because the Isser is in the cooking. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch says, seems to be passing like Rove of the Poskim, and that it matters, it depends upon who cooked it. Okay? So that's in terms of just being aware of that machlokas. The Torah passes like the Ran and the Ravid, or the Pasu the Ravid and then the Mechaber and Ramah, they ignore the Torah and they Paskin like Ram the Rashba. Okay. What type of guy are we talking about? So it's interesting. The Shach tells you to take a look, weiter, okay, in Simon, that's an ayin. Ayin lekaman reisim kuf chav gimel, the Simon kuf chav dalet siv katan yud beis. He points to two statements later on in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, okay, the wine of a guy and so on. So how do we define ov de kochav? In other words, that's a big question in general. How do we define ov de kochav? It has to be an idolater. Okay, do we mean Ovid Kochavim literally, the person, the idol worshipper, nafkamina for, perhaps today? Okay, Muslims are not idolaters. Christians, there's disputes about because of the Trinity and so on, right? They have multiple, depending on how you define it, right? There are multiple aspects to God and so on, but maybe that's not also for God, it's not also for Shittuf and all that. I don't want to go into that whole shadow right now, but that's, that's the question here, okay? One could make a case that it means mamish ovdei avodah zarah, okay? Mamish ovdei avodah zarah. But again, the Shach tells you to take a look a little bit later on, and there in Simkuf Chav Gimel in Sif Aleph, Stam Yenim Shal Amamim Ovdei Kochavim Osvano, right? Amamim Ovdei Kochavim, right? Now, since it mentions the word Amamim, why don't you say Ovdei Kochavim? Why don't you say Amamim Ovdei Kochavim? It sounds like that's defining the nation. Attack idolatry. And it was pointing out that the word Ovdei Kochavim by itself can be understood to mean other non-Jews also. Once you say Amamim Ovdei Kochavim, that's not as, it's not as Mucha. And later on, it's in Kuf Chav Dalet, also the Chosayin Nesah. The next sentence in Sif Zion, okay. He talks about a distinction, Obed Kochav She'ena Obed Elilim, what if a non-Jew is not an idolater, so there in Simkot Yud Beis, over there in Simkot Kuf Chav Dalet, the Shach discusses different types of Obed Kochav, where Yishma'elim fit in and so on. But anyway, the assumption is that this is true, and Aris getting back to Bishalakim, that it comes with any, any kind of, any type of goy will be included in this. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot Nalef by us, okay, back in the, before I get to Pisrei Tshuva, I mentioned in parentheses you have Afilu Mokam Lelekam Mishum Chasnus Oser. What if the reason doesn't apply? Meaning, you have a non-Jewish next to a neighbor, he's got no children, right? So maybe the whole issue is Chasnus. So he's a single guy living alone, or whatever. There's no daughter. There's no possibility of coming to chasid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch was saying. I feel about mishum leka mokum the leka mishum chasid. The Tzitzis is born out. Kion shein lo bonim. It's a low pluk rabbonim, obviously. That's what the Taz points out. So then any type of in other words, basically the idea is it's even if hello, plug. However, the Pisrei Tshuva in Sukkot Aleph discusses what about a mumar, a Yisrael mumar. Okay, that's what Pisrei Tshuva says. He quotes the Sefer, he quotes Ayin Berheitei. Okay, by the way, in the Berheitei in Sukkot Aleph, if you want to take a look at it, what do you mean they have no children? For example, the priests, Kumarim Shalom, right? They don't have children. They're not supposed to, anyway. So the Kumarim are priests, so there's no chasnas, but there's still it's low food rabbanah. Anyhow, the Pisrei Tshuva asks and discusses in Sefer Tiferes Lamoshe, what about pashal mumar? Okay, in other words, we know that for certain purposes, mumar dino ka'akum, right? The Shabbos and other things, sometimes when we saw mumar. So, what will be the status of that person in terms of yayin nesek also? Stam yayin is also a problem. Person Michal Shabbos for Hesyon and so on, but here the Pisrei Tshuva says there it's mutter. Because again, this guy may be a mu'er, but he could have a daughter. There's no issa. The daughter's a full-fledged Yisrael. Right? So that maybe she'll become a wonderful balas tshuva. You know what I mean? In other words, there's no father-in-law may not support you to learn, but in terms of the girl, you know, she could be a one. So there's no iser of chasnas. In other words, the piskei tshuva says you got to take a look at the situation. So it's interesting because on the one hand, in terms of going, we say lo plug rabbana, all right. But here, it's the flip side of the lo plug. The iser is mishum chasnas. Well, there's no iser of chasnas here. So even though this guy is mumadina ka'akum in terms of other halachas, not in terms of bishalakum for that reason yet.
Someone on their way to becoming a ger.
On their way to becoming a ger, but they're going to convert the children. I don't have children.
They don't have children.
I don't know. I know that the prima godim here disagrees. The prima godim in the Sifse Das says by Yisrael Mumah it would be a problem, I think. Pas kusim he talks about. He says, pas kusim ke pas kum techom. Maybe that's after the Xeric gets the kusim. But he says, pas karoin. Also speaks about karoin. So I don't know. Okay, he says the Mechal Shabbos. Really good question. I don't know.
Okay. So why does Rebbe think that there would be a possibility that that's okay?
That's okay? Because yeah. He's you're right, maybe he'll never convert to me. I don't know what's going to be. He can't predict the future.
He's still good.
Yeah, he's still good right now. Yeah. Right? So he still can't keep sharp. Yeah, I assume it's not. But I assume we're not going to, but the point is he's converting now, he's no children now by the time. But you're right, you never know he's going to convert. You can't predict the future. You're right. Okay, anyway, but I'm just pointing out, I forgot to put the Purgatim and Sifsidasik on base on the Armor Comes. You can take a look. It talks about Paskaroyim and other types of people like that. Okay? Finally, just in terms of this all in Sif Aleph, finally, in terms of Sif Aleph, it says, below osu ela pasha chamesh minedog. The xer of pasakum applies to bread that's baked with, with chamesh minedog. Like we have chametz and matzah and afreshes chalam, all this. Okay? Avel pasha kidneys, vishal orez, vidochen, ena mechal pas tam shavosu. But if it's other types of, other types of bread, so that's, that would be a problem with bishal akum, but not with pas akum. See the difference. Okay, that's how the Ramo is. But he says, "Vegam eno osmish bishul of the kavim eno olah shulch malachim." Okay, one of the rules of bishul akum is that the food has to be fit. We'll talk about that later in the week, Thursday, probably Thursday and Sunday, whatever. But bishul akum, in order to be usher, it has to have a special rule that it has to be roi lalos al shulch malachim. Meaning, it has to be something that would serve at a steak dinner, at a banquet, a fancy. Fancy steak dinner. So that's a chumer, or a kula, like bishul akum. But if so, bread made out of these other types of items would not be also, it's not also it's pasakum. Pasakum doesn't matter whether it's all shulchan aruch or not. But bread that's baked from other things besides the chameshes minyanim, and the Ramah is telling us, is not going to be subject to pasakum, and it won't be subject to bishul akum unless. It's all of shulchan aruch. It's subject to the rules of bishul akum. Okay, so that is in terms of sif aleph and the general overview of the dinim of the gedder, so to speak, of this or pas akum. Now, the Gemara and daf lamed vav min aleph, I said before, gets involved with certain complications, indicating perhaps again the simple reading of the Mishnah. Was that the any bread that was baked by a non-Jew? We'll learn that like the Ram. Okay, if it was baked by a goy, okay, it's going to be pasakum again to prevent intermarriage. But there is a long discussion in the Gemara. If you look over in the sugya, all right, we saw a little bit about it already. But if you look on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, you didn't see this part yet. But the Gemara there says, we alluded to it. Dorish Rab Simloy. That's six lines from the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Dorish Rab Simloy Benetzivin Shemen Rabbi Yehuda Ubeis Dino Mimro Lo Bitiru. So it's here Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Again, in some states, places Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's that question we saw in Rashi. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Anyway, so the Shemen Akum, the prohibition was repealed. Okay, in other words, the Gzeira against Shemen Akum was repealed. So now the Gemara asks a little bit later on that same Amud Lamed Vav Aleph, assuming they use the expression Hudat Nasi. Again, I don't know the history of it, whichever one it was. Hudat Nasi, Hechi Motzi L'Mishra Takanta, tell me the Shama V'Hilo. What do you mean they repealed it? Don't we have a rule? The rule we all know about Nan, Ein Bezin, Yachal Avatel, Dibir Bezin, Haber, and Ken Goro, Hanan, Vachal, and Vinyan. We know you can't just, later Bezin can't just undo the takana of earlier Bezin. There's certain rules that have to be enforced, that we got a Bechachma, and got a minion, however we understand what that means, but that's an important principle. But, oh! Omer Rabba Bar Bachan, Omer Yechon, Bakol Yochel Vato Bezin, Dibre Bezin Chavero, Chutz Mishmona Sodova, Shafilo Yoba Elio Bezinu Ein Shomlo. The Yurchas Dover have a special status, and that's the sugya, the end of the first paragraph of Shabbos, the Yurchas Dover, the special rules, in fact, no matter what, nobody can undo it. So how can we undid, we repealed the Isser of Shemin Akkad? What do you mean, how can you do that? So Omer of Misharsha, Matam Ho Posha Isur Barov Yisroel. Shemen lo poshak isur barov yisroel. Okay? Apparently, the isur of Shemen Akum did not take. It didn't list. It wasn't accepted by the tzibur. Okay? Domer Shmuel bar Abba Amar Yechon. Yashar v'sein al bot kol Shemen shalo poshak isur barov yisroel. V'samchar v'sein al dibur shim galvel al dibur v'lezer v'tzor shalom. Ein goes when gzera la tzibur elen kain rova tzibur yachal lamabo. We know that rule as well. The shemen, as I said before, olive oil was such in those days anyway. Today it probably wouldn't be such a big deal. But I think, you know, for health reasons, people are more health conscious, like to use olive oil today. Instead, my wife prefers that to regular vegetable oil, and olive oil is pure or whatever. Okay, then they have now spritz, you know, olive oil spritz. Okay, so people use it more today perhaps than recently. But again, in the days of the Talmudic times, the Gemara times, it was apparently a very, very important food. It was just too much to say you can't have shemen that was produced by a guy. They would. The Xera never took, and it was a Xera shame of a Tzibi Yachalam. But Dom of Adam Rabba, my crab, I'm a Eret Hafalam Rabba, I'm a Eret Tem, they are in Bosi, I'm a Tem Kaba, Goy Kulo. That's a Pusik in Malachi, it's the Haftorah from Shabbos Hagol. It says, but me Eret Tem, they are in, you've, so to speak, accepted a curse upon yourself, a Xera, but now you're deceiving me anyway, you're tricking me anyway, Goy Kulo. Everybody's involved. So, he could go kulo in, he lolo. Fine, the Gemara has a drosha. But in any event, that's the din of Shemen Akum. Okay, so Shemen Akum apparently never took, and that's why it's mutter. We don't accept it. What's the story with Pas Akum? So, we have a very strange presentation in the Gemara on Lamed Hayim and Beis. I just want to read that first to show you about Shemen Akum. But to go back now to the bottom of Lamed Hayim and Beis, the Gemara has, you know, a discussion in the Gemara really debating whether Pas Akum was also repealed, or was it partially repealed? Okay, and as Yerushalmich will see. So apparently there was some, you know, discussion on Pas Akum also. Shemen was a major type of food, which it was. Well, Pas also is. It's a staple of life. We had bread all the time. So maybe, you know, you want to say you can't, you want to make a decree to minimize intermarriage, so you don't eat, pesach, you know, I don't know, hors d'oeuvres, you know, franks and blankets, or, you know, whatever else, is, you know, these kind of things, a little sort of fancy thing with the goyim, okay. But bread is such a, it's high in effort, right? So the Gemara has, and the Gemara is vague. Amar Kanar Yochanan, Pas Lahutra B'Bezin. Gemara says that Pas was not repealed by Bezin. But the Gemara said, "Dear, Michal, the command the Shari." Well, if you have to tell me that, apparently some people thought it was repealed. Okay, yeah, in yeah, the Chiyosir, yes, that's the Gemara. It's a Kashrut. Michal, the command the Shari. What if you tell me it wasn't repealed? Do some people hold it was repealed? Gemara says, "Yes, in the Chiyosir of Dimi Omar." The Gemara has a couple of stories, you know, Maaser Rav stories. I saw the Rav do this. Right, you have to be careful with those stories too. But, you know, people misunderstand it. They see the Gemara like that too. Right? They see somebody did something and they think, oh, it must be because I like this. And millions of stories, who knows if it's true or not. Right, here in YU, they have a supposedly story that the Rav Zalman Baruch used to give shiur on the fourth floor here, in the Maitan. Okay, now it's the, what do you call it, the PR department office where they print all the, right up here. That's where the Rav used to be. So, this is before my time, I don't know if it's a true story, but they said at one point, the Rav started, and said the Shmon Esrei, he was bent like this, or the whole Shmon Esrei, bowed a little bit, not fully, bowed a little bit. So guys watching this, and some guys started down like that, and then finally someone asked him, what's his back hurt? Rav had a bad back, so he couldn't, you know, and there are a million stories like that, right? So, you know, the Rav Moshe Feinstein with the milk, right? That's what I heard. There are two different types of challah he saw. He said, a bris, he picked up one and put it down, picked up the other, put it. Oh, he doesn't like this one. No, that carton was empty. When you have ma'aseh rav, it's seriously important to know, you know, when Rav Shechter, the Shechter tells you stuff in the road, that he saw, he understood what was going on. Sometimes people see, you know, and they misunderstand because they didn't know what the issue was. So, the bris gerov, there's a story like that. That he was one time, the joke, he was sweeping out his sukkah before sukkah. He had a broom, he was sweeping the leaves or whatever was out of his sukkah, and then they told him some talmidim are coming. He said, I better stop sweeping because they're going to think they have to go sweep leaves out of the sukkah. So he put the broom in the corner, he sat down and learned. So that sukkah, everybody had a broom in the corner of the sukkah. Again, this is a story. I don't know if they're, you know, they're not necessarily to be true, but you have to be careful. But anyway, that's the Gemara has over here. So the Gemara says, Ki osar dimi, omar pam achas yotzi rebi la sodeh, vehem di ovi kachom levada pas purni, ma feso, omar rebi, kamanoa pazu. Okay, Maro, so somebody brought him bread. He was out in the boondock somewhere, out in the field, in a rural area. Okay, and they brought him bread. He said, oh, kama, you know, kama no pazu, Maro chacham also. This bread is so delicious. Why should the chacham ask it? What do you mean, Maro chacham? Mishum chasnis, we know the reason. It's not a secret. Ela Maro chacham also b'sodeh. Okay, no, that's one thing, you know, if you're in the town, you know the people. He was out in some rural area, never see the people again, there weren't too many people there, whatever. So Kasur and Ha'am hit the Rebbe Apas. So therefore, they learned from this story. So Rebbe made that remark, and they thought, the Rebbe was Matir Pas, Pasako, the Lohi. Okay, Rebbe Lohi hit the Apas. He didn't. He just made a comment about it, right? Just saying, it looks delicious, or whatever. He didn't. And Rav Yossi, the Tamer of Shmuel Brihuda, Amar Lokachayo Maiseh, that's also Jew. No, that's not what happened. You know, I have a different version of the story. That's not what happened. I have another story. Ela Amru Pam Achas Holoch Rebbe Lamokom Echa Birah Pas Dochel Talmidim. He came to a place where there wasn't bread for the Talmidim to eat. People were starving, hungry. Amar Rebbe Ein Kan Palter. What, there's no baker here? Nobody has bread? So Kesur and Ha'am Lomar Palter Ovi Kochavim. Oh, it means even if a guy is a baker, then it's okay. And that's, of course, this is the makor for the heter we call paspalter. Paspalter means baked bread that was baked by a baker commercially. What's the whole issue of pasakum? Because it's for friendship and camaraderie and so on. But if the person's a baker, he's selling bread, that's not going to lead you to any social relationship with the person. Right? It's a commodity. It's commercially baked. So the guy bakes commercially. So then the whole issue of chas, that's what he thought. Did that what he meant? No. They said, no, that's not what he meant either. Lo Amran Ela Deleka Palta Yisrael, but he only said Lo Amran Elek. He's talking about. I'm sorry. Who Lo Amran Ela Palta Yisrael? He meant, doesn't this town have a Jewish baker? Not. They thought. He said, isn't there a baker here? As if to say, if there's a baker, why don't you buy food from him? Oh, you're going to go. Again, they misunderstood what Rebbe meant. Said, no, he meant a Jewish baker. But Amr Chelbo Afil Amad Amr Palta Obi Kocham, and even those who heard that he said a palter over kachom, a baker, a non-Jewish baker is okay. Lo amon el delek a palter Yisrael. That's only the truth. There are no Jewish bakers in town. Avo b'mokom diikah palter Yisrael lo. But if there's a Jewish baker, so you can't. In other words, apparently according to this shita, if there's no other bread in town, the only baker in the town is a goy. So then you can buy from him. Again, there's no issur of chasnas because it's a commodity. It's commercially baked. Okay, but even if it is commercially made, still, according to B'chalbo, but if there's Jewish bread available, a Jewish baker, you have to buy it. It doesn't mean just because you have to support the Jew. Okay? But it means that they can't take it. That heter is only makom tchak. There's no other bread available in town. Then you can buy from the Jewish baker. Right? A makom nika patzer lo. Rabbi Yochanan on Omar, a fila manar patzer b'chalbo, hani milu basadeh, abu b'ir lo, mishum chas. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, in that case, it was only out in some in the boondocks somewhere, in some rural area. Okay, so that he was making on, but in the city not. Right? Then the Gemara tells the story of Ivo. Ivo was the father of Rav, I think, right? He was the father of the Amora Rav. Because Ivo, have a manches v'ochel pas abe mitzori. Okay, Ivo was once eating bread, okay, abe mitzori, by the border of the town. Okay? Out in the stick somewhere. Okay, Amalu Rabbi Tamar of Nachman Yitzchak Lo Tishto by the Ivo the Kol Lachmid Amor. They criticized him. Oh, he eats pas akum and so on. They criticized him. They didn't want to quote. I don't think he's quoted that often in the Gemara. Ivo. So in other words, so which is it? And end of Gemara. Is the pas palter allowed? Does it matter if it's in the field? Does it matter if there's other bread available? Is the whole thing off? Was the whole thing repealed to begin with? So it's really unclear from this sugya what's going on here. Okay? Tosfos, Tivam Asma Michlal, on this daf, Lamed Ches and Beis in Kodazor, Michlal Diklaman the Shari, Midakamar Pas Lahut Rebezi, Michlal Di Boy, Havashari, Alma, Lo Pashat Isuro. Apparently, the Gemara's diuk, says Tosfos, was that the Isur did not necessarily spread, just like we saw before. That's why I showed you the Gemara about the Shemen before. Okay, the Gemara said the Isur Shemen Lo Pashat, right, it didn't spread. Lo Pashat Yisur, we looked at the end of Lam Vavman Aleph, it says Lo Pashat Yisur Barov Yisrael, and that qualifies it as Exera Shein Rabati B'Yachol Amabro, so therefore it's repealed. Okay, so Tosfos says, Min Gomar Paz, with an iron, says Tosfos, lechol pas shel oved kochavim. Tosfos says, in our days, I was writing, we eat pas akum, based on this Gemara. Okay, based on this Gemara, because the assumption is that somehow it was either it was repealed or it never caught on in the first place. And we, again, some who ato with the iron, lecho pasha from kevan shalom pasha yisur b'cho yisrael. V'yesh lismoch, like the Gemara of Vaita on Lamed Vav. Again, v'yesh lismoch, al divrei shmuel al-riva, lezer b'tzorek dame, and goes in gezer al-tzivah, and came rov al-tzivah from Lamed Vav. Okay? And, yeah. And then he brings another raya from the Gemara later, that they undid it, they repealed it, okay? And he also quotes Yerushalmi, which I printed here in the sources, 29, okay? Yerushalmi says, Pita, this is Yerushalmi, in Avodah Zarah, the Perek Beis, Alach Eches, I printed it for you with the Pnei Moshe, you should look it up. Pita, Yaakov, Acham, Yishuv, Yochan, Rionosan, Pas, Milchol, Shel, Im-Um, he has a strange word, Im-Um, okay? Ayin Yud-Mem, Ayin Vav-Mem, Im-Um, which the Pnei Moshe defines it as Gimgum. Okay, mixed up, confusing. Okay, imum is gimum. Okay, it's confusing because kachani omer makom she pas yisrael mitzuya. If pas yisrael is available, bedinu should take pas nachrim asura. So logically, in a case where pas yisrael is available, pas akum should be also. The im amu aleh bitura, but they allowed it. They somewhat confused things, or you know. Whatever, mix things around, they said, no, it's mutter anyways. The Pnei Moshe says, I feel makum shepasyo mitzuya. That's one way to say it. Oh, makum she'ain pasyo mitzuya. There's no bread around for pas Yisrael. Okay? Then, v'dinu she'te pas nochrim mutaris. Then, pas nochrim should be mutter. And, v'ino alev asur. It's the opposite way to look at it. No, they turned it around. And they asserted even when there's no pas Yisrael, it's a chumra. Confusion as to what happened. Was it a cooler all the way? That really it should be mutter. Really it should, if there's pas Yisrael around, pas akum should be aser. And they said, nonetheless, it's mutter. A bit cooler. Pas akum is mutter, even when pas Yisrael available. Or the exact opposite extreme. Even when pas akum is not available, nothing else is still aser. And there's no pas Yisrael. So it says, and then it discusses whether the term imum applies to these things. Anyway, conclusion is, elakeni, says the Yerushalmi there, makom she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuya, if there's no pas Yisrael, then bedinu she'tei pas nachum asura, v'imam u alea v'itirua echaye nefesh. And Rabbanu de Kishmish, Rabbi Yaakov Ha'achav, divrei mishu matu v'varim v'napalter, v'lo v'dekein. Then the question, does it mean even by a balabayas, even by Yisrael? Anyway, you have here, as I said before, a significant amount of of confusion is, I guess, the best word to say. But based, was this decree, so to speak, repealed? Okay. So just to move to finish up this part. Okay. The Gemara in the Bavli here seems to imply that there was at least a reason to repeal the Gzera Pas Akum, but the Gemara never really says it was repealed. Never comes out and pumps out that it was repealed. You have these little stories which people found it difficult and you don't know. Anyway, the Gemara is, as I say, somewhat ambiguous. Yerushalmi maybe is a little bit more clear. Okay, the Yerushalmi may be a little bit more clear But in any event, this kind of, again, to stress, there are a number of different variables, you know, that are in the mix over here. It seems, I think, you know, if my understanding is correct, if you're out in a rural area and there's no, I'm going to tell you both extremes. If you're out in a rural area where the concern of chasnas is not so many people around and so on is minimal, okay, and there is no Jewish pasi shul available, I think everybody agrees then, based on these stories, that the pas akum is mutter. By the same token, the other extreme, if you're in a city area, okay, and there's plenty of pas yisrael available, so then people would say that it's awesome. The question is, you know, what if, you know, what, we have all the other variables. So again, among the variables are, is pas yisrael available? Is it only or not? Is it pas palter? Again, this is all of the... you know, so you have different shitas in the Rishonim, basically, on this. And this is what I put on the sheets here. So I printed the Chiddush HaRashba here in Avodah Zarah. Lamed Hamed Beis. Then we also Amar B'chelbo. So the Rashba says, Yesh L'Farish. Again, all these shitas, the stories of Yochanan and B'chelbo. So Yesh L'Farish B'Yochanan Lo Polag B'chelbo Lo Tfuya Heterakasi. He wants to be more Mako. Tafilu Be'ir. Kol hecha the lek of palter Yisrael, then be palter over kachavim shari. Right? If even in the city, if there's no palter Yisrael, then you get from here. And also if Yochanan, that's a chavim. And if Yochanan came and said besoda afagav the ika beir a smuchol opal, even if there's a city nearby, okay, then you can, you know, you're not a tree of the person to go. And he said the kol hecha the lek of palter Yisrael, he threw a fill of beir. Okay, if there's no palter Yisrael, then it's even in the city. Anyway. This, and I'm not going to read all this now because it's getting late and I want to finish up. You should take a look at the Taurus Abayis in 32. The Taurus Abayis, as always, you know, summarizes everything very clearly. So please look at the Taurus Abayis and study Bezim and Alp and study Bezim and Bez there in that, you know, in the same section quoted before. Abayis Gimel Shar Zion. Okay, he summarizes everything. And Iran, on Yudav and Alp, go over to Yudav and Bez. Basically, there's really a discussion and a lack of clarity in terms of the Rishonim as to what remained in terms of was it repealed altogether. In fact, there's a Mordechai that I quoted here in 35, Mordechai and Perek Beis here in Avodah Zarah, in Tough Lamed, who said it didn't have to be repealed at all. It didn't have to be repealed because it was never Mishpasha in the first place. It's a variation on Tosin. Because again, we're bothered by the fact that Gemara never exactly said that they repealed. It said it by Shemin. It said, Ba Rebbe or Munanasi, whoever it was, Munanasiya, Behiti Ruhu. You don't have, the Gemara just says an opening statement that somebody said it's not Mutter, and then we asked, oh, did somebody say it was? You don't have a formal statement. So, but the Mordechai seems to learn, you don't need it. The Rosh learns differently. Okay, the Rosh says, no, if anything, it would have to be, you know, would have to be repealed. By the way, there is, you know, we do find, you know, the Mordechai quotes this. I printed it here in 36. Say demai, dalam mem alafu. There's a mishnah in demai. You know demai, right? Demai is a suffer. We don't know whether tumas amaisas were taken or not. We have a mishnah, paragimel of demai, mishnah aleph, machilin es haniyim demai, es achsanya demai. Like you can give demai, you can, even though it's also dabanan. Okay, with a lot of coolers in demai. Okay, so you can give demai to aniyim or achsanya. The parish of Mishnah Rambam says they're orchin. Okay, and to make it easier for people, the Rab says that achsanya are not guests, but soldiers have to be stationed. Whatever exactly it is, but the bottom line is you have coolers. So that's what the Mordechai quotes from Rabbeinu Shmaya. That's the same type of heter over here. Their heter we matir pasakum. You know, so anyway, all I'm saying is that there are different, you know, shitas in the Rishonim. So you should look at the Rashba, you should look at the Ran. Just to say quickly, the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, okay,
Sometimes
in the Din Rabbanan, on a certain circuit, it would make them. So, for example, that would justify the position that if there's no bread available, you know, from a pas of a Jew, there's no Jewish baker. So, in other words, we could say tough luck, you know, right? But we don't say that. We say that, and again, the question is, by the way, the other, I threw in all the variables, right? I threw in the variable of whether it's Bayir or Masadeh, the Jewish stuff available, not available. The other variable is it only Palter that's allowed? What about a Paschal Balabais? So, I should stress this point. If you want, because we shouldn't talk about it, you'll see it in the Rashbo and the Ran. If you hold that the Gzerah never caught on in the first place, so then you could argue that even Paschal Balabais would be Mutter. If this Gzerah never caught on, okay, this Gzerah was never accepted, so then they don't have to have Pas Palter. And that's what Tosus seems to be saying. I want to stress that point. Tosus Mas Mechlal seems to say we eat, he says, that Tosus on Ches Mabez seems to say, I'm sorry, Lamed Hayim Beis, seems to say, Mekan Samchu Ato Lecho Pashal Ove Kachoven, Kevin Shalom is Pashal Yisur, Chol Yisrael. That would seem to say that the whole Gzerah never caught out of Pas Akum, and its Mutter doesn't say only Pas Palter. Okay? The Rush, another Mishonim, the Rush and the Rashba, who says, well, the Rush and some Rishonim say, no, only Pas Palter. That's the implication of Rishonim. Only Pas Palter was allowed under those circumstances, not Pas Balabais. That far we didn't go. So that would seem to suggest that it's not like Tosus, like the Mordechai said, that the Gzera never caught on. The Gzera did catch on, but it was modified later. Maybe it wasn't fully repealed, but it was modified later, and Pas Palter is okay. And the Rashba says, yeah, Pas Palter is okay, but even that is okay only if there's no Pas Yisrael available. So it's a further limitation. Okay, but if Pas Yisrael is available, you know, so the only thing the Rashba does throw in, we'll have to come to that later, Sif, but what if, you know, Pas Yisrael is available, but it's just not as good? You know, the Pas Akum is better. I don't know if we'd say the same thing about the price. You know, that's okay today. You know, the price of the Jewish stuff is going to be more expensive. I didn't see anyone discuss that per se. I'll look around, but the Rashba does. If you do have Pas Yisrael, but it's not as tasty, that's another reason to allow Pas Palter. So in any event, that's some of the some of the ambiguity in terms of the Gemara. Okay, the Rambam allows Pas Palter, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. I'll read that. We'll wrap up. Afo Pishosu Pasgon Yesh Mekomos. So apparently, you know, again, this idea that the Gzera not catching on may vary from community to community. Rambam writes Yesh Mekomos Shemekila Medaber Velokin Pas Min Hanachtom Hagoy. Nachtom's a baker. That's Pas Palter. B'makom she'ein sham nachon Yisrael uvasodeh, and only out in a rural area, and they shishas adchak. Avo pas balei batim ein sham mishamor b'lahokel she'ikar agzerim mishum chasnus v'yochol pas balabatim yobol isod etzlam. So the Rambam is pretty clear, okay, that in effect this gzerah stays absolutely. It was not repealed, okay. Similar, you know, it was not repealed, but he said there were Mekomos, our place where there were Mekel, like the Yerushalmi suggests about Pas Palter, if Pas Yisrael is not available. Okay? And again, that's very much in contradistinction to Tosus, because Tosus says that there was at least a possibility that the whole Pas Akum would be repealed, and he says in his community, nowadays, wherever these Balei Tosus are writing, in France, Germany, Ashkenaz, they allowed, even Pas Balabakis. Okay? Now Tosus does say in the rest of that Tosus there are people who are machmir, okay. But anyway, so this is the issue. So we'll leave that tomorrow, and we'll fit. We'll get as far as we can. I'd like tomorrow is Wednesday, so I'd like to give the early share again, 9 o'clock. If it's okay, in the other room. Oh, actually, I may as well go over there because the guys are used to it. I think the JSS is done, right? So probably need this room. But tomorrow we'll not confuse people. So I'll have the shiur over there. I'm not going to do it after, you know, now the Wednesday parsha. I'm going to go on Shulchan Aruch to finish what I need to finish, unless we finish early. But anyway, so tomorrow, believe that, we'll see how we resolve this Pas Palter thing. And again, I said the whole rest of the simon, what I did in the Mar Mekomos, you know, the rest of the simon, basically Siv Gimel, we have to finish Siv Beis tomorrow, which is the Pas Palter. The rest of the simon, Gimel Shin Kazan are just permutations, are just details within. We have now the basic Yesodos, now we'll just see the application. And on the Mamar Kovash, I called your attention to a couple of shots in Taznik, which I guess I have to look at, you know, just to amplify the picture. And at the end tomorrow, I'll try and say, you know, Halacha L'maisa, where we stand in terms of, you know, today with factory baked bread and, you know, it applies to cookies and other things like that, but then we'll do that tomorrow. Okay? So that's our introduction.
Is everyone staying for Minifa?
10 out of 12 people here staying for
Minifa? Oh, right now. Did you leave it?
I can't
stay.
Yes, sir.
You said?
Is it
also?
No.